I offer my love and my pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet. Dear Bhagavan and fellow pilgrims on this path of love to our own true selves, did you ever wonder where Jesus received the authority that he had? There's an interesting interview that Ron Lang, a devotee from the UK, relates in his book, which is called The Incarnation of Love. In that interview, he asked Sai Baba, he said, "Are you the one that sent Jesus?" And Sai Baba was silent for a minute, and then he said, "Yes." And then Rong Lang took a deep breath, and he asked Swami, he said, "Then are you the one that we call the Cosmic Christ?" And Baba answered with one profound word. He said, "Yes." So Jesus Christ was sent by Satya Sai Baba on a mission of love. And it was through love that Jesus received his authority. This love, we too have experienced because we've all known Satya Sai Baba. And we can imagine how Jesus' devotees felt when they were with Jesus, because we've experienced that same love here in Prashanti Nilayam when we've been in Satya Sai Baba's presence. Even in the old days, some of us must have seemed like we were drunken sailors falling over one another trying to get close to Sai Baba and experience his love. But why do you think that Swami was doing this? Why was he trying to develop in us this tremendous love? He was doing this so that one day we would be able to experience his true love, his true form. What is Baba's true form? His true form is love. And so, from being close to him physically and developing this love for him at a physical level, then he wanted us to go inside and he wanted us to discover this love at another level, in the heart. And he was trying to awaken in all of us this big desire to become one with him at the heart level. And those devotees who were able to make this transition from loving the form to loving the formless, they're very, very fortunate. But some of us have stayed more on a physical level, where we feel that there's still a need to communicate or to see or to hear Swami at the physical level. And I think maybe there's been a misunderstanding about what Swami said when he said he didn't use intermediaries. He didn't use intermediaries because he said that our relationship was heart to heart. And in order to have this heart to heart relationship, we should all look for our true nature, which is this pure love, which is Satya Sai. Now, Satya Sai obviously permeates the whole universe, and his love is what holds this whole thing together. And so we are in a position to look for this relationship of pure love in our own hearts. Now, this Christmas time, we've had a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to experience this pure love in our hearts. And we've done this by working together, by singing together, by playing together, in all the different activities that have been going on during this Christmas celebration. This is true love. And this is how Satya Sai manifests when we're able to do these things together, to serve and to love together. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank and to express our gratitude to all of those who've participated. We have the adult choir, international choir. We have the Western Canteen, which has prepared the amazing Christmas dinner. And we have the Children's International Choir. We've had our Seva Dolls, the staff from the ashram that's been so helpful, the Central Trust, who's been collaborating with us in every way possible. And we have the devotees from Canada, which have done such a wonderful job with decorations. But you know, even there's a lesson even in this decorations that you see. All of you know, I think, that there was a big delay for the decorations arriving from China. And a container finally arrived here on the 23rd afternoon. And so this year we've seen that some of the decorations are a little bit sparse. But there's a very important thing in this, and that is that there were no bribes paid in order to get the container out of customs faster. You see, the container arrived in Chennai on the 11th of December, but it took until the 23rd to get here. And of course, it could have been here 5 or 6 days earlier if somebody had just, you know, passed a few rupees to somebody else. But that isn't the Satya Sai principle. The principle is that the way we do things is important, not the means. These decorations are just temporary. And what we do, the way we got them here, that's permanent merit in what the people that were managing this importation, it's a merit for them, and they did the right thing. That's right action. Then also we have the South African team who's done the lighting around the ashram, a wonderful job. And the Indonesian devotees that are now in the Western Canteen cooking for us. I hope they can hear the applause over there, because I don't think they're here. And so to so many different people have come together to make this Christmas celebration a marvelous event. And I want to thank all of you. And then there's one other item two, because our program continues today and tomorrow. And this afternoon we're going to have the children from the Satya Sai School of Toronto, Canada, who are going to present the drama. And my brother Tayana Nathan is going to come forward now and address you and explain a little bit about the history of the Satya Sai School in Canada. So let's give a big round of applause to all these people that have helped us during this celebration. Om Sai Ram.
with love and reverence, I offer myself at the divine lotus feet of our loving Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Om Sri Sai Ram. Dear brothers and sisters, children, on behalf of the Satya Sai International Organization Canada, I thank Bhagavan for blessing Canada with this wonderful opportunity to be part of these joyous Christmas celebrations. We are so grateful to Bhagavan for showering his divine blessings and grace on for his children from Canada. Today, students from Satya Sai School of Canada will present a play. Before the play, I would like to provide a short introduction about the school. The Satya Sai School of Canada was first proposed to Bhagavan in 1999 as an offering for his 75th birthday. Bhagavan blessed the proposal and saying, "School is my project. Make it happen. Start small, grow slowly." From that day forward, the divine vibrations and grace of our Lord have nurtured this project. The school was inaugurated on 2nd of September 2000 with the first batch of 60 very young and sweet students. Swami's divine aura filled the school as the students, staff, parents, volunteers and supporters did their best to implement the principle of Sai Educare. At the school, while students sang valley song to the founder, Bhagavan, on his 80th birthday, the garland placed on his picture began to grow for the first time and continued to grow for 4 days and until its length reached over 6 feet. This gave us visible proof of how his hands were moving everything that happened at this school. This school was the first Satya Sai school in North America, and we have been fortunate to have two dynamic principals who both strove hard with their team of teachers and volunteers to reach Bhagavan's very high quality standards. Together with parents, they implemented Satya Sai education in human values in order to develop a school culture that is truly loving and supportive of the character development of each student. The successes of the academic programs of the school have come about by integrating these human values into the Canadian academics curriculum. Following Swami's advice to start small and grow slowly, the school started as a primary school with only kindergarten and grade 1, and today has become a middle school up to grade 8. The school's many community outreach programs allow the students to serve others, which is the core of their character development. Students being to practice and understand the virtues of sacrifice and compassion when they give up birthday parties and gifts to raise money to build wells in Africa, and when they visit senior homes to cheer them with songs and handmade gifts. The character development program at the Satya Sai School of Canada appeared to bring out the inherent goodness in each child. But how are the children developing academically? In 2006, the grade 3 and grade 6 students participated for the first time in the province of Ontario's EQAO, the standardized academic exams. The results were stunning. 100% of the students met or exceeded the provincial standard. The school, the Bhagavan School, received #1 ranking among the top schools in the Ontario province. And for the past 9 years, the Satya Sai School of Canada was ranked #1 among the 2,700 schools in the province of Ontario. This outstanding reputation for high academics is entirely due to the grace of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. and the efficacy of his edukunas program, Satya Sai Edicare. As the next step in 2010, the Canadian Institute of Satya Sai Education was established to complement the school with the teacher training programs, parenting programs, and community outreach with the Satya Sai Education in Human Values. Now the school is poised on the threshold of an historic move into its new permanent building that is nearing completion. So let us see a few photographs. The first one is the front elevation of new school. The second one is front foyer view. The third is the conference room. We know that Bhagavan's grace has flowed through and inspired each and everyone involved with the school over the years. And we pray his continued blessings so that the Satya Sai School of Canada may become the beacon of light that he envisioned, bringing human values and integral education to all Canada. All are one, all are love, all are Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our dear Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Baba, you have always told us, offer to me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or even water with devotion, and that is enough. Everything in this creation belongs to God. Today, we, the students, staff, and well-wishers of the Satya Sai School of Canada, offer to you, with love and humility, our body, the leaf, our heart, the flower, and our mind, the fruit, in the form of a garland of maple leaves, symbolizing our eternal gratitude. The scene opens unto the great Canadian outdoors. The sun is setting unto the beautiful winter solstice on the eve of Christmas, as a First Nation chief appears in deep thought.
My dearest Chief Allen, it is a beautiful morning, and it is the winter solstice. Our Christian friends are celebrating their sacred holiday, Christmas, as well. Everyone is enjoying some kind of festivity today. Why do you look so glum?
Grandfather, I've been thinking. It's the winter solstice, and it's Christmas. What better time could there be to make an offering to the Great Spirit? But no matter how hard I think, I cannot think of one fit for divinity. What could possibly befit the Great Spirit?
My dear, offerings to the Great Spirit must come from our hearts and be delivered through our actions. There are 8 such gifts that come to mind, but I don't know if you're ready to hear them.
Why not? I mean it when I say that I'd like to make an offering.
I don't doubt that. It's just that each of my suggestions are more astonishingly simple than the other.
Grandfather, I would never question your wisdom. Please, tell me, what are they?
Well, our gifts must come from our way of life. And so my first suggestion to you is the gift of nonviolence.
The gift of nonviolence? But Grandfather, how is nonviolence a gift?
When we live our lives in a nonviolent way, existing in harmony with nature, we please our great spirit, Kichimanitu. I'm sure you remember the story of the creation of Turtle Island. A long time ago, when the earth was much younger, the men who lived here forgot how to live in peace. They took to violence. Deeply saddened by this, the great Kichimanitu created a flood to cleanse the earth of the wicked. Only one man, Nanabuzu, who was kind and loving to all creatures, survived. Remaining afloat, he searched for other survivors and shared his log with them. He found a loon, a mink, a turtle, and a muskrat.
My friends, I am so happy to see you alive. I am sure we will find dry land soon.
But as the days went by, they remained surrounded by water with no sign of land. Finally, Nanabuzu had an idea.
There is still earth under all this water. With a handful of earth, I believe that we will be able to create new land with the grace of Kichimanitu. I think we should dive into the water to see if we could get at least a handful of earth.
We will help too.
With that, they all dived into the water. All of them returned, completely out of breath. All except one. The one they all doubted would be successful. The muskrat. He was gone for a very long time. The others were very worried and prayed for his safe return. Finally, just when they were losing hope, Muskrat floated up to the log, unconscious, and in his paw was a bit of earth. Just as much as Nanabuzu needed to create land anew.
Use my back to bear the weight of this piece of earth. With the help of Kichimanitu, this earth will grow and sustain life once again.
Nanabuzu placed the tiny bit of earth on Turtle's back, and as the wind blew, Kichimanitu smiled down on them. The land grew until it became an enormous island in the middle of the water. Today, we call this land Turtle Island, or North America.
Aya we, oh,
And that is how Nanabuzu and the animals learn to live in harmony, protecting and helping one another. So too, we must live a life of nonviolence.
So a nonviolent way of life would be a fitting offering to Kitchi Manitou, Grandfather?
Yes, my chief. A wise spiritual teacher in India once said, "Religions are many, but God is one." Why don't we invite religious elders to share their stories?
Great idea, Grandfather. Their offerings will also prepare us to receive the special gift of Christmas that is coming.
Look, here comes Dastur Parvez, a Zoroastrian priest.
Ashem vahu vaishtem asti, ushta asti ushta ammai, yat ashai vaishtai ashem.
How lovely to see you on this holy day.
Dastur Parvez, you have excellent timing. I'm looking for the perfect offering for the Great Spirit, Kitchi Manitou.
An offering to God? May I suggest that you offer the Great Spirit the gift of peace? It is Christmas, a time of peace and joy.
Peace? What would an offering of peace look like?
We offer the Almighty peace by living peacefully with each other.
Peace? That sounds quite simple, but how would we offer it?
Let me tell you a story of how Zoroastrians first sought asylum in India, fleeing violence and persecution. When they arrived in the king's palace and asked to emigrate to his kingdom, cup of milk. My friend, like this cup of milk, my kingdom too is full.
My king, please allow me to add some sugar. As I have stirred in this sugar in a full cup of milk, so too the Zoroastrians promise to sweeten the lives of everyone in the land. We come in peace, seeking peace, and we offer peace.
That is how the Zoroastrian community came to live in India. It is much like the story of your land, Canada. Immigrants from all over the world come here and you share the land with them. God is one. I may call him Ahura Mazda and you may call him Kitchi Manitou. But a heartful offering of peace is the most profound offering to the Almighty himself.
I will continue to offer peace to all those who arrive in our land as an offering to the Great Spirit.
Chief Erlin, it is people like you who make this a peaceful country.
You are very kind, Dastur Parvez. Our tribe is celebrating the season with a feast. We would be honored if you would join us. Peace is all around us with the coming of Christmas.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah.
Thank you for joining us, my Muslim brother, Imam Rashid. I would like to make an offering to the Great Spirit and need your advice. We just learned about the offering of peace. Would you please suggest a gift?
With pleasure, Chief Aylin. I suggest that you offer the gift of sense control.
Sense control? What does that mean?
Well, during the month of Ramadan, we fast during the day to control the temptations of the tongue. This simple practice is our offering to God.
So sense control is just fasting?
If only it were that simple. Sense control is more than controlling what we consume. We must also be mindful of what we see, hear, and say.
Oh, this sounds more complex than I expected.
Let me explain. The sweetness of maple syrup or figgy pudding on Christmas. They may be delicious, but we still need to exert some control over what and how much we eat to stay healthy. The same logic applies to the words we speak. As Satya Sai Baba, a revered spiritual teacher, once proclaimed, "Before you speak, think. Is it necessary? Is it true? Is it kind? Will it hurt anyone? Will it improve on the silence?"
I understand that part, but you mentioned our eyes and ears. We don't eat or speak with our eyes or ears.
We may not eat food with our eyes or ears, but we do nourish our souls with what we take in through them. We can choose to watch acts that inspire us and listen to positive messages. That is how we offer the divine our sense control.
So sense control is just being mindful of what we take in and what we produce with our senses?
Exactly. Here, let's show you how it's done. All you have to do is use your ears. We are going to sing a qawwali, offering our sense control to the Lord.
So together, we exert sense control in the name of the Great Spirit?
Yes, Chief Aylin, in the best way we know.
مالك الملك لا شريك له وحده لا إله إلا هو شمس تبريز گر خدا طلبی خوشبو خالا إله إلا هو الله الله الله
If sense control involves creating and listening to more music like that, I would be happy to offer that to the Great Spirit. Thank you, brothers. Please join us for our winter solstice and Christmas feast.
Happily, Chief Aylin.
Peace, nonviolence, and sense control are noble gifts. But Chief Aylin, are you wondering how we can maintain a tranquil state of mind to uphold these offerings through good and difficult times?
Yes, Grandfather. Being peaceful and nonviolent by controlling our senses sounds so simple. But there are times when our minds just won't let us.
Gacchami tam saranam gacchami.
Chief Aylin, Grandfather, Namaste.
Namaste, Sister Pema.
We are looking to provide an offering to the Great Spirit. Would you have any suggestions?
It is my pleasure to help you, Chief Aylin. What sort of offering for the Great Spirit did you have in mind?
Grandfather, Dastur Parvez and Imam Rashid have shown us that beauty and sanctity comes from sense control, and also through infusing peace and nonviolence into our actions. But now I am left with an even greater question. How do we control our senses by keeping our thoughts peaceful and nonviolent at all times?
Ah, the mind is a monkey. There is a saying, the voice of God can be heard in the region of your heart only when the tongue and the waves of the mind are calmed.
I spend every possible moment serving my tribe. How do I calm my mind?
Meditation. True meditation is when we see all our work as an offering to the divine. Meditation is not simply the cross-legged contemplation of the Great Spirit, although that is an excellent start. If I may suggest an offering for the Great Spirit at Christmas season, I would recommend the gift of meditation.
Offering ourselves through meditation is a wonderful gift. Would you please share with us how you meditate?
Let us sit. I use a very simple chant to calm my mind and contemplate on the Buddha. There are only 6 syllables in this chant. Listen. Om Mani Padme Hum. The syllables transform pride, jealousy, passion, greed, attachment, and ego. Repeat after me. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Thank you, Sister Pema, for the gift of meditation.
I feel peaceful already. It's strange. Now that my mind is tranquil, I have a greater feeling that Christmas will bring us something very special.
Please, come join us for our feast in the main teepee. Ah, when your heart is filled with love, all that you think, say, and do will be infused with love. There have been many wonderful offerings to the Great Spirit, nonviolence, peace, meditation, and sense control. How beautiful! And here comes Swami Krishna Govind, the Hindu priest.
Namaste, Swami Krishna Govind. Thank you for joining us today.
Namaste, Grandfather. Namaste, Chief Aylin. I believe you're looking for an offering to the Great Spirit, Kichi Manito. Well, I can tell you that the jewel's offerings from the heart. They are commitments to improve ourselves. I suggest the simple offering of penance.
Penance?
In Hinduism, penance is not simply wandering off into the forest, meditating under a tree. Penance is the unity of thought, word, and deed.
Unity of thought, word, and deed?
Yes, loving thoughts must lead to truthful words and righteous actions. Take the example of a Hindu deity, Hanuman, his love and unflinching devotion to Sri Ram.
Hanuman, how do you contemplate on me?
My lord, at the physical level, you are my master and I am your servant. At a mental level, I am a spark of thy divine self. At the atmic level, you and I are one and the same.
Precious pearls which my lord has given you.
Mother, I am examining if I can hear the lord's name in each pearl. Since I cannot hear his name, I am throwing them away. They have no value to me.
Loving offering of this greatest devotee was penance. Lord Rama was ever present in Hanuman's thoughts, words, and deeds, and thus, penance in its truest form is a beautiful gift for the Great Spirit.
The story reminds me too of Jesus' teaching, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Thank you for your wisdom.
Please, join us in the teepee for our celebration.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Grandfather, Hey, Lynn! Merry Christmas! Father Peter, a very Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you for joining us today to help us. We are very sorry to take you away from the celebrations.
No problem at all, Chief Aylin. Christmas is a time of giving and sharing, and that includes whatever help I can offer.
So what do you think, Father Peter? What is a worthy offering to the great spirit of Christmas?
Christmas is about the greatest gift that God gave the world, His own Son.
I feel something very sacred is about to happen. What is that beautiful glow in the distance?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Mother, you have given birth to a child who will love God and be loved by God. In fact, Mother Mary, your child is not different from God. Both are one and the same. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth.
Baby Jesus has been born, and we can hear the angels in heaven singing His glory. This is the holiness that we were sensing.
Here, Chief Aylin, is a living example of three more offerings to the Great Spirit: compassion, forbearance, and truth. In the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we celebrate His message. We celebrate His life. He is our light in the darkness. He awakens the compassion in our hearts. Even more brilliant shine the three gifts Jesus gave us: compassion, forbearance, and truth. Jesus resolved on three tasks. First, to be filled with divine love and to share it with others. Second, was to not succumb to praise or censure in carrying out His mission. And finally, to inspire in others the conviction that the divinity within is omnipresent. Jesus considered spreading the gospel of love as His foremost task. He could not bear to see anyone suffer.
No, my Lord, do not touch him. He is a leper.
If you are willing, please make me clean.
I am willing. Be clean. Where has he leprosy? He is a normal man, just as you and I.
Love is kind.
Jesus encountered many ordeals in carrying out his mission, but he regarded them all as challenges to be overcome. He was determined to treat pleasure and pain, sickness and failure with equanimity. Many turned against him, but Jesus carried on regardless of the obstacles he faced.
My Lord, how is it that you remain so calm after being slapped by a soldier for no wrongdoing? Your face still glows with compassion.
We must practice forbearance and forgive each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Give up the policy of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer your other cheek too. Thus, love your enemy and pray for the tormentor.
Lord, we are lost in this life. How will we find the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you have known me, you have known my Father. You have seen his love. In the beginning, I was the messenger of God. I then, through the practice of his teachings, became the Son of God. Finally, the truth, which we must all realize, is that I and my Father are one. Once we understand the inner meaning of these three statements, we will know the truth. The one who loves God is the messenger of God. The one whom God loves is the Son of God. The one who understands the principles of unity becomes one with God. He who has sent me among you will come again. The Lamb is merely a symbol, a sign. It stands for the voice, Ba, Ba. His name will be Truth, Satya. He will wear a robe of red. He will be short with a crown of hair.
He taught us that compassion does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
We offer nonviolence.
We offer peace.
We offer sense control. Meditation.
We offer penance.
I am down, and oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come,
we offer compassion.
My heart burdened be, then I am still.
We offer forbearance.
In the silence until you come and sit a while with me.
for truth.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders.
Gajavadana Vinayaka भजो धृतराष्ट्र भजो हे महावीर भगवान साई भजो शिरडी साई भजो हे शिरडी साई भगवान सत्य भजो सत्य साई भजो हे सत्य साई भगवान
Shiva, 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 Sada Shiva,
Shiva Sada Shiva Bhadra Tama Sai Ram
पिता प्रभु साई राम बुद्ध दुराष्ट्र महावीर नाम बुद्ध दुराष्ट्र महावीर नाम सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम प्रभु साई राम बुद्ध दुराष्ट्र महावीर नाम सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम 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 मेरा सलाम नानक जी की जय जयकार ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक अति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिवदरा श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका अवतारवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मलियंत युनीवे स्वामी मलियंत युनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नागेन्द्राशयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जयश्री साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारति अंदुको मंगलारति अंदुको वंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम
शांति शांति ही
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ओ शांति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा